We are learning Masech Suvas that Pei Alpha and Beis, and we're starting 13 lines from the top of Pei Alpha and Beis. Ahu Gavra de Nofla Yavama Pumbadisa. There was a story where a Gavra, a Yavama, fell to Pumbadisa, and again, in this case, Reuven was very, very wealthy, and there was two brothers, there was Shimon and Levi. Shimon's the older brother, Shimon's doing Yibum. There's a certain perk for someone as Yibum. He gets the money. Now, Shimon is in a good spot right now. He's going to get a lot of money for doing Yibum. So what happens here? Levi's a little bit upset. Levi's a little bit jealous. He has a great idea. He's going to throw a get at the Yavama, at the Isha. The luck is, leave a get, they can't do Yibum anymore. Now, you got to just do Chalitza. The luck is do Chalitza, both brothers will split. We're talking about a lot of money here. It's a very simple Eitza. She'll give a get, and that's it. So who Gavra Gav Pabadisa, Yavama Pabadisa, Boy Achu Lemifshla Begita Minei. The brother wanted a pasla her with a get. On Malay, so Shimon Chav was going on. He says, "Ma daite? Why you want to do that? Shimon Nichse because of the money? Big deal. I know Nichse Lagin Lach. I'll give you half the money. I'll give you half the Nechasim. We'll take care of this." So what's the halacha? Now the halacha is you're not allowed to really give out. You can't do anything. It only means after he marries her, where he gets all 10 buildings, he'll give him 5. Right? That's the deal. That's the deal they made. They made a quick deal. Good. That's what they're gonna do. The problem is like this: you're not allowed to give away Nechasim because you're not allowed to give away Nechasim because they're all Achrayis to the Ksuba. So what's going on here? Are you allowed to do that or not? That's the question. Om Rav Yosef. Kivon the Omar. Om Rav Yosef, that since, he says like this, that since the Omar Rabbanon, Loi Lizvin, this Rabbanon say you're not allowed to sell, Afa Gav the Zovin, Loi Avazvinis Vinis. Since the law is you're not allowed to sell, if you sell, it's not a good Mechira. Where do we see you can't sell? We know already, we spoke it out, but let's see inside the Tanya, look at the Raisa. Misha makes someone dies, v'niach shmeres yavam, elizavah shmeres yavam, v'niach nechasim v'mei amana. Here's the mamzer's example. He left nechasim v'mei amana. Afa v'shik shvasen amana. Ksuba is only amana. So it's 100 times the ksuba. The guy has so much money, we're not worried about it. 100 times. Lo yimkar, you can't sell anything. Why? Shekol nechasim achroyan l'ksubasa. Everything's achroyan l'ksubasa. So if there's a time like this, that since you're not allowed to sell it, therefore it doesn't work. The sale doesn't work. Now what pshat it doesn't work? Why doesn't the sale work? So we'll speak out of Chanan Pshat soon. Why? After we see the Gemara a little further on. But he says it doesn't work. Remember, the case was here. They want to make a deal. They want to make a deal. What? What do you want to do?
Make a get and then take it back.
No, why should Yavama do it? Yavama doesn't want to keep all the buildings. He married the old 10 buildings. Now, the lady says, what do you mean? You promised me half. So Rav said, no, you can't do such things. You can't give away. You can't, it's all Meshubah to the Ksuba of the Isha. Finish. You can't. That's it. You're right. You want to start making a case of a get just to help him out? He's not going to do it already. What's Halachi? He gave it away already. He made a Kenyan also. Rashi says they made a Kenyan. Yeah, Rashi said they made a Kenyan on this. When they made this deal before, Shimon Levi, they made a Kenyan. They made a Kenyan. Before the deal, they weren't married. They didn't have it yet. Here, they made the deal with a Kenyan. That's what happened over here. So we'll see later on. The Gemara says that this guy backed out on the deal, actually, afterwards. He got it back down. Deals Shimon. He backed out. He said no, nothing never happened. But we'll see that soon when we see the Gemara later on. Akapadam, it says over here like this, that here Rav Yosef says it doesn't work. Why not? Because you're not allowed to do it. Is that true? Every time the Rabbanon say you're not allowed to sell something and you go ahead and sell it, doesn't work. This is the machlokes we had in the Mishnah, the beginning of this parak, that when you have an arusa, that nechasim fall to the arusa, the loch is she's not allowed to sell those nechasim alug. Why not? Because when they get married, the husband was anticipating eating peiros. Here you give mafkia his thing, so the chazal said don't sell it. And still it says over here, even though we still says you're not allowed to sell it, So you see clearly. So by the time back of Yisrael, I don't know what you're talking about. Because the one you can't sell doesn't work. I show you it does work. So this is a big shayla. They sent the shayla all over. Shalchu lekameid rachinu bar papi. They sent the shayla to rachinu bar papi. Could his yavam give this away if he wants to? Shalchu lek Rav Yosef. They sent like Rav Yosef. No, you're not allowed to. I'm a baya. I'm not so impressed. I'm a baya. Otu rachinu bar papi. Keep it tali law. All of a sudden now, you will hang some jewelry on what he said. Like, why is it better than Rav Yosef? Honestly, he didn't give any reasons. What it means keep it tali law means that he say any reasons for it. He just said like Rav Yosef. I don't agree. So he sent the shalat again to someone else. Shalcha l'kamei d'rav minyomi v'rachumi. Shalcha gabai. He said, like a bai ataka, that does work. But he said like this, but he added on extra words. He said, v'yoma bel Rav Yosef time achrina. If Yosef brings a riot to himself, shalcha li, send it to me, I'll handle it. So nafak Rav Yosef, Yosef went out, and dok v'ashach, he found another brisa that he felt was a riot to him. That means that doesn't work. That the zvini doesn't work. What's the brisa? The time of the brisa. Hareisha inoisha v'achiv. The case was where we have Reuven and Shimon, let's say, Reuven and Shimon here, and Reuven owed Shimon owed Reuven money. Shimon owed Reuven money. That means that Reuven died, but Shimon owed Reuven's money. So he says to himself, what do you mean? I'm being Yerush anyway. It's no big deal. So I'll just keep my money now. We take it away from him. We buy karka, and that karka will be meshubah to the ksuba of the isha. Why? Again, because all the nechasim of the rishon are meshubah to the ksuba of the wife, and therefore you have to. That's his money. You make him pay. You buy karka. It'll eventually be his. But lemais, right now we have to make meshubah to the ksuba. So what do you see from here? Zok Ritva. You see from here. You might see him inay. We take it away from him. So we see that. You, how strong it is that we have to keep all nechasim achrayim. So now is a good time. The case is that Reuven and Shimon owed Reuven money. Shimon's only brother, I said. Shimon owed Reuven money. It makes a difference, but Shimon owed Reuven money. Reuven died. Now, who's the Yair? Shimon. And he left the Shemar as Yavam. So what's the halacha? So you would think, so Shimon says, I'm the Yair, so keep the whole money, whatever, make a meshugah now. Pay the money? They know, yes. You know why? Because that money is meshubid to. That money is meshubed to the ksuba, and therefore you want to buy something that's going to be lasting. So you buy a piece of karka with that money, you take the money from him, buy karka, he'll eat the peris, Shimon, but it's meshubed to the ksuba. So you see from here is that you're very worried about the nechasim being achrayis. Same thing over here, you can't give away half the nechasim because it will have to be achrayis. That's what Rabbi Chanan learned pshat in Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chanan in Ois Reish Peiches says, it says before, Rav Yosef says, "Kiv Noron Abanu LeLizvin LeAv Azvini." L'charei Mashma Atam, Pesha Ova Adiberchamim. Possibly you learn Pesha is he's Ova Adiberchamim. It's like the idea of the Ova Loi Mahani. It says V'Kasha. Then came my Sima Hadan Oishal Achamana. Here it's not Ova. He didn't do something wrong. By the case of the guy wants to hold his money, knowing anything wrong, and still he takes money. So what's the? So what be the cost if the borrower was to do something wrong? Why did you bring a riot from there? So Enfrit the Rabbi Chanan that no, the reason why Rav Yosef says that Mechira is because Aluma L'Tekantos L'Toyel HaMechira. They made the Tekana so strong that Mechira shouldn't work. And that's the Raya from here also. They make this Tekana that everything is Shuvah to the wife. They say they made a very strong Tekana and therefore it's Shuvah to the wife. Okay. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, whoa, what's your Raya from there? Rav Yosef being a Raya from there, the Mechira is not Chal because you see here, you have to give the money. Maybe he's just doing it like for Eitzah Tayyib, but he wanted to make good Shalom Bayis when they're first getting new Yibam. So he's saying it's a good idea that to buy Karka, this way you sure have money because for the Ksuba, because if you just have cash, it might get used up. Amalei says, no, Tana Tana might see him. You pull it out. Adam Thomas, Amalei, not doing a favor here. This is the real thing. Amalei. Okay, so now we have a riot to Rav Yosef. So Hodo Shalchu Kamei Rav Yoyim. He's going to send the riot to Rav Yoyim. What do you say now? Braid Rav Nachumi. Amalu. He answered Hachem Rav Yosef Rav Yoyim. Amar Rav Nachman. Zu ain't a Mishnah. This brisa is not a Mishnah, which means it's a Meshubish. It doesn't belong in the Beis Medrash. My time. What's Taker? Why is it not a Mishnah? Ilema Mishum Dehavlu Metaltli. Maybe the reason is because money is metaltlim. Umetaltli l'ksuba l'mishtabdi. And metaltlim not meshubah to the ksuba. So why are you buying karak with it, meshabah to the isha for the ksuba? Metaltlim l'mishtabdi. So that's not a kasha. Dumar Ramei. Maybe this, a bride says Ramei. There's Ramei who holds the Omah, metaltlim l'mishtabdi l'ksuba. And then the raya that we're bringing, l'gavi moitzi from him, the money, that is a good raya, don't do Rav Meir. Once you say metaltlim l'mishtabdi, it's still a chiddush that you might see the money in order to have a guarantee for a ksuba, and that would be a raya still. So that can be what's wrong with the mishto, because maybe going with the Rav Meir holds metaltlim l'mishtabdi ksuba. Ve'elam mishum, da'omo le'o, at la'bal d'riyat. I'll tell you the different reason. The reason why it doesn't make sense, as Bryce is, because what's her right to that money? Shimon says, I borrowed it from Reuven. You got nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with you. So Amar says, no, it's not true. Dimla Rav Nosani. The Tanya Rav Nosani. I remember Menayim Leshav Chaveir Manav, Chaveir Chaveir. Menayim Leshav Chaveir Manav. We know something called Shabud Rav Nosani, which means that if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, then Reuven and Levi can meet up. So here, the first husband owes money to the Isha, and Shimon owes to Reuven. So then Shimon owes to the Isha. Also Rav Nosani. Rav Nosani says, Menayim Leshav Chaveir Manav, Bechaveir Bechaveir. Hey, you know, one Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money. Menayim should see him from Reuven and Leshav Chaveir and give it to Levi. Tamim Nosani La Asher Asher La. Whoever has the principle. So the Brisa is beautiful. So the Brisa raya to Rav Yosef, and it's a beautiful Brisa. Why in the Mishnah? So the Morocco, the Brisa has two different chumras. Eloi eshchan tana demachma trei chumri b'ksuba. El ikir amei ikir abnasim. Here we're taking two ksubas. First, we're saying the metaltlim of meshubah to the ksuba, and second of all, we might see the metaltlim of shubudir abnasim. So that's two chumras doing shubudir abnasim, and we're doing the din of Rav Meir. And that's two things you don't find any brisa that has these two chumras. And therefore, that's in a Mishnah. Amarava, Imkin, Hainu Shemara Lelabai. I want to hear Abai saying about this Brais, the Amazui and the Mishnah. I didn't know why. Now I know why, because two chumras. So bottom line is like this. Rav Yosef held that if the brother goes ahead and gives away half the nechasim, he's not allowed to. There's a lien. It's indebted to the Isha. It's all meshubed, and it's guaranteed to the Isha for a ksuba. You can't give away half the money. And Abaya held that you could do it. And Rav Yosef, Raya was from a case of Beis Shammai. And Rav Yosef had a ride from a different place, but Lamaisa, we slugged up, he said, that's Zu'ein and Mishnah. Like upon him, that's what we're holding right now. We have a chalekas, Rav, Abaya and Rav Yosef, what the luck is, we'll see later on, we pass in like Rav Yosef, that Taka, the Mechir is like Klum. We'll see that, Mitzvah Shem, in the next Gemara.